Amen. Welcome everyone to Arise Company, where we help people find life, enjoy life, and win in life. Glory to God. My message title this morning for this series, for this time, is The Journey. The Journey Beyond Normal, Average, and Ordinary. The Journey. Not all destinations are an hour or two away, right? Not all destinations can be reached in a day. I remember, I think it was 1992, I took a trip and visited a bunch of my friends from Bible school. So I drove from Calgary to Tulsa. There was a meeting in Tulsa, so I think I went to camp meeting. And then, I went back home, and then I actually turned around a few weeks later and came back. So I went to Tulsa, visited a friend, and then went to Jackson, Mississippi. So I drove down to Jackson, Mississippi, stayed with some friends there for, I think it was 3 weeks. And then I was heading up to Richmond, Virginia. And somehow I completely messed up my numbers. Like I had my map out. I had AMA had the triptych thing, so I had the map out and I had everything highlighted and I had the plan. And it's supposed to take 12 hours. It's supposed to take 12 hours. It wasn't even close to 12 hours. I figured I'd leave at 7. I'll be there at 7, and good time, and the sun will still be shining. So I mean, I've got we're doing good, and be able to have great visibility all day long. So, you know what, I got through, I don't know if it was 6 or 8 hours already into it, and I'm thinking, looking at my map going, somehow I got some numbers mixed up here, some distance-wise, because 6, 8 hours in, I'm not even close to where I'm going. I'm not even close to getting there. 12 hours. So I stopped for supper. 12 hours later, I'm still on the road. I'm not even close to being there. You know, a couple hours later, the sun's probably going down at 9, and I'm still not even close. And so I'm driving, and it's dark. And so the Lord helped me. I was seeing on my map, I need to turn on this road, and I need to turn off of this highway onto this secondary highway. And there was another car in front of me that turned. And then it's like, okay, I've got this going on this road, and then I need to turn off on this other road. And he turned that way, and I figured, oh, this guy is going to Richmond, Virginia, too. So I'm going to follow him. And so it was a Corvette, and I was following the Corvette. And so I could see in the dark. I'd never been on the road before, but when he started going like this, I knew there was a curve coming in the road. And so I could just follow along. And we just zipped along, and I followed him, and sure enough, he took me to Richmond, Virginia. But that was an 18-hour day. 18 hours. I figured it would be 12. 18 hours. So it was a long, long day. Not all destinations are an hour or two. And in my case, it wasn't even 12. It wasn't even 12 hours. I'm on the road, and I'm tired. And I'm not even close yet. 18 hours. I got there. It was like 12:30 in the morning. They waited up for me, visiting some friends, and got there. Hallelujah. So not every destination is an hour or two, or even can be reached in a day. Not everything can be reached in a day. Not all destinations have a specified arrival time. Right? You know, you hop on the plane, and you buy your ticket, and they tell you you're leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to get there at 3 in the afternoon. So, I mean, you have an arrival time. And it's kind of vague, like, you know, you can kind of get there on time, and other times it's not on time. I mean, there's delays and there's stuff going on, but at least there's an arrival time. But there are other stuff where there's not a specified arrival time. There's not a guaranteed arrival time. I said this in tithes and offerings, but remember, the Israelites, they took a 10, 11, 12, day, you know, it was 10, 11, 12-day trip is what it is in the wilderness from one end to the other. But it took them 40 years. Took them 40 years. So not all destinations have a specified arrival time. There was no guaranteed arrival time. What does that mean? That means, I guess, sometimes the arrival time is dependent on us. Took them 40 years. It was why? Because it was completely dependent on them passing the test. So I think there may be some things in our lives that there are specified arrival times as we work with the Lord, but then there are other stuff that listen, He's waiting on us. The arrival time is like left blank because it's up to us. It's up to us. So many of our destinations, if there's not a specified arrival time, then I would say it's called a journey. Right? It's just a journey. Like sometimes you go on vacation and there's a specific, we got to be there at such and such a time. But then there's other times where you take a vacation and it's like, you know what? We're just going to go for 2 weeks, but we're just going to drive. Where are we going? I don't know. We're just going to go that way. Why? It's just a journey. We're going to enjoy the journey. The journey. So many are just a journey. It's not necessarily just the time, but the destination is a journey. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 12. Romans chapter 4, verse 12 says this. And if you get into the last half of verse 12, I guess Romans 4:12b, it says this. It calls this journey walking in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. Walking in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. Walking in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. Steps. The word steps here in the Greek is the word that means to go. It means a track. It means to arrive. It can be translated footprint, imitating the example of someone. Steps. We're to walk in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. We are to go in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. We are to actually walk in the footprints of our father Abraham, the footprints of faith. We're to walk on the track. We're to walk on the road. We're to walk on this path, the path of faith of our father Abraham. We are to arrive. To arrive. We are to arrive. We're to go, but going, there is an arriving. Arriving. Abraham would go, but then he would arrive. And then when God would tell him to go again, and he would arrive, and then he'd tell him to go, and he would arrive. It's called a journey. So it's not just one destination, and then it's all over. Now, there will be multiple destinations, and there's a multiple arrivals, and there's multiple goings. It's a journey. It's a journey. A journey beyond normal, average, in ordinary. It just doesn't happen overnight. And it's not just a single destination. Steps, a track, to arrive, footprints, imitating the example of someone else. So we have mentors. We have coaches. We have people who are examples to us. Spiritual fathers and mothers, examples. Steps indicate a journey. Steps indicate a journey. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter 2, and verse 21. 1 Peter 2, and verse 21 says this. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. Jesus is our example, and we are to follow His steps. Steps. See, these steps of faith. Imitating the example of someone else. We are to imitate the example of our Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's left us an example to follow. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 and verses 1 and 2. Ephesians 5 and verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Lets us know. Ephesians 5 verse 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Be imitators of God. Imitators of God. Imitators of God as dear children. So we are to follow God. We're to walk in His steps. We are to imitate Him. We are to follow His example. And walk in love even as Christ also has given Himself for us, as He has made Himself our example. Amen? Hallelujah. Steps. Steps. Steps indicate a journey. Steps indicate a journey where we're imitating the example of someone else, walking in their steps, walking in their footprints. You know, in the snow, someone else, like my wife, she's got her tall boots on, so she could walk in the snow right now, and she could leave a big path. And then for me to not get snow in my shoes, I would need to endeavor to walk in her footprints, right? And get less snow in my shoes because she's already made a dent, an imprint, right? Walking in her footprints. Walking in her footprints. That would be following. I would follow. And so we're to imitate, we're to follow, walking in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. Hallelujah. Go, a track, to arrive, footprint, imitating the example of someone. Steps, steps. Steps indicate a journey. Glory to God. So enjoy the journey on the way to the destination. Sometimes we get so caught up with the destination that we miss the journey, that we can get frustrated in the journey, that we can get so distracted that we miss the little wonderful things. You know, like someone says, you know, make sure you stop and smell the roses. People get so caught up that they miss the trees for the forest. Enjoy the journey. We're going somewhere. We know where we're going. The Lord may give us a picture, an idea, this desire about this destination. But let's not get frustrated because it doesn't happen overnight. Let's not get frustrated and distracted and miserable because it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a week or a month. Let's enjoy the journey. Let's enjoy the journey with Him. Let's walk with Him. What can I do today? What are we doing today? What's the plan today? It's amazing how quickly a week can just come and go. And we've been on the journey of this renovating our house. You know, so, I mean, I guess the first thing was just part of this journey was we just needed to pack up all of the little stuff and get rid of the clutter before they even came in to sell our house and take pictures. So we just, you know, packed up and we got the big steel box put on our driveway and literally filled the thing to the brim, one end to the other. And then they came in and took pictures. And then we sat down and it's like, okay, the market is here. Yeah, but we want to sell it for here. You know, we don't like the market apparently. We wanted it here. And then he said, okay, well, let's keep going through the process. And so that was a part of the process. We decluttered and came in and took pictures. And it looks really good. Looks great. And then we got a call from our realtor. And he said, are you aware that there is no inventory in your price point? We said, yes. He said, we can ask for more. The market is here based on the comps, but there is no inventory. There is no competition. Matter of fact, we can ask for this because there is nobody available. And the next place is up here, and that's not getting much more. So we asked up here, And we got up here. It's part of the journey. It's just the journey. You know? We just trust in God. The market, you know, market value is here. Comps are here. We don't want there, Lord. We want here. Walking with Him. Trusting Him. Casting the care on Him. The journey. Just enjoy the journey. Does that mean everything that happens in the journey is wonderful and great? No, but it does mean that we're walking with Him. It does mean that we have hope. It does mean that we can walk in steps of faith. In other words, we're believing God, we're trusting God, we're talking to Him, we're working with Him, and there's nothing too hard for Him in the journey. So we can still have a smile on our face even when it seems like the situation and circumstance may not be so smiley. Because we've got some inside information. So He said, you can ask. Well, let's ask for up here. All right, we did. And then journey. We moved. That was quite a journey. We filled up our steel box and we filled up our giant U-Haul. And we still had a pile of stuff left. I thought it was a small pile. So we rented a 12-foot U-Haul trailer the next day. Drove out there and we filled it up. Thinking, how did we fill that up? I didn't think there was that much stuff. We filled it up. And we filled the truck up inside and in the back. And then we filled up the SUV till they were stuffed full. There was no room for anything else. And so then Matthew came and helped us. Put a few things in his vehicle. The journey. It's a journey. We just glorify and praise God in the journey. Was that fun? We stuffed and left there like 10:30 at night. We unloaded till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. 2:30? We're out in front of our house. Unloading the trailer, the trucks, the SUV. 2:30 in the morning. Nobody around. Good thing we got a street light across the street from us. See what we're doing. Unloaded. And went to sleep. And woke up real quick because we had to get the trailer back. So we're only charged one day. Got up, drove back out to Okotoks. The journey. And then the journey of the renovation. I mean, we're in and now all of a sudden, okay, we're... Everything's stuffed in the basement. We want our own bedroom. So our renovation starts. Let's just do the bedroom. Bedroom, get our bed up. We got ourselves a room now. And then the next thing was, okay, we want to eat on the table and not just have a couple chairs and eat off our lap. So let's work on the dining room. And then the kitchen. And then all of a sudden we ordered a... The dryer dies. The dryer breaks, dies. No more dryers. We've got to go buy a dryer. Let's go buy a dryer. Let's go buy out. Okay, so we're going to might as well buy the washer and the dryer. So they match. We're buying the washer and the dryer. The one we went to get was not in stock, so it needed to be ordered. It's like, oh, we don't want to wait that long. Journey. Okay, Lord, so, all right. So while she's going to gather some information, we started looking at some of the other ones. It's like, oh, well, this one's very similar. And this one's that. Similar price, similar stuff. These are pretty cool. These are nice. What about these? She goes, oh, yeah, we got those in stock. They can be delivered tomorrow or the next day. Yeah, it's a journey. Amen. It's a journey going, whew, well, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And so she's going to write up the paperwork for those because, you know, they're in stock and they're coming. And so we go ahead and we sit down on a couch. And we sat down on a few couches because we wandered through there before. But we sat down on some other couch and it actually said sold on it. So that couch was sold, but that was a nice couch. And so we went and sat on another one and it was very soft and very, you know, you sit down and someone else sits down beside you and you kind of, it's like, okay, we don't want them that soft. To where you kind of fall into one another. So we sat on another couch, and it was really nice. And I noticed on the tag that it said $1,000 off. And so it's like, oh, we actually like this one. And we want to get a new couch for our living room. And so we said, you know, is this specific couch? You know, is it on sale? But you know, I mean, why is it on sale? Or you know, is it just this coach? Oh, well, it's our anniversary sale, and so it's actually, you know, it's on sale. Not just this one, but the, you know, you can order them, and it comes in two colors. And this one was beige, and that was really not what we wanted. But she goes, you know, that color and gray. Gray. We get gray. We want gray. So she went to get that, and so we saved $1,000 there, probably saved $500 on the washer and dryer, maybe $1,000 altogether on them too, probably $500 though. And so it's just journey. Right? Do you understand the journey? Enjoy the journey. Not everything in the journey is great and wonderful, but if we can pull out and see where God's hand and his favor and how his fingerprint in stuff in the journey, being grateful and thankful for his favor. And so we got the dining room done, and then the couch is coming, but it's not coming right away because it's not in stock, so it has to be ordered. So you got a couple weeks. And it's like, a couple weeks? That'll work because we ain't even ready yet. And so I got a couple weeks to do flooring and get everything ready so it can come. And sure enough, we made it like a couple days early. Matter of fact, the couch came early, and I said, can you guys hang on to it because we're not ready yet. It was supposed to take 2 weeks, and it was ready in a week. I said, I need another week. And so, but like I said, you know, a week can come and go. A week can come and go. All of a sudden, 6 months. We've been here 6 months. We're in a new year already. It's a journey. It's a journey. We need to enjoy the journey on the way to the destination. Enjoy the journey. Hallelujah. We just put in a new corner shower in our main bath. The other one was a little tiny, old and kind of tiny. So I took it out. It wasn't so exciting to take it out. But we got it all put in. Everything looks really nice. There's more room in there now. It's very fancy. So the journey. Enjoy the journey on the way to the destination. We actually have more time spent in the journey than the destination. Right? So we might as well enjoy the journey. Since we're spending so much time in the journey, right? You get to the destination. You can enjoy the destination, but before long, I mean, it's time for another journey. So we ought to make a choice. I'm going to enjoy the journey. I'm going to look for God's hand in the journey. You know, some hiccups and speed bumps might you know, present themselves, but let's not focus on the hiccups. Let's not focus on the speed bumps. Let's not focus on the obstacles. Let's focus on God and his hand in the journey. Right? It just helps the journey go along better. It helps maintain. The Bible says this, maintain the joy. Maintain the joy. Maintain the joy. So we need to maintain the joy. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen? So enjoying the journey, because we actually spend more time in the journey, so it really is beneficial to us to focus on staying joyful and peaceful and seeing the hand of God in the journey rather than the destination. We might be going on a vacation. We're going on vacation. And you know, so you're going to fly somewhere. And you know, you might sit at the airport for a couple hours and then fly for a few hours. And then you finally get there. And it's like, yeah, well, the journey was very short. The journey was a day. So we got to the destination. Then I hang out at the destination for a week or two. And then back home again. But the truth of the matter is the journey was not just the going to the airport and flying there. The journey really was, you know, most of the times people, they've been saving up all year long for that little trip. So the journey's been a while. The journey's been a while. The journey's been saving up some money. The journey's been maybe setting something aside and, you know, putting something aside and deciding not to get something so they can, because of this destination of a vacation that they're doing. So the process and the journey actually really has been a year or maybe 2 years or whatever it might be. The journey, right? The journey. The journey is not just the event. The destination of being out of debt. Well, the journey might be taking some time. You know, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I mean, for us, it was a matter of we spent $8,000 to build a house. and took 12 years. We're speaking debt freedom. We're speaking increase. 12 years. So when we sold our house, we paid off that mortgage. And we paid off, you know, a vehicle loan. The other vehicle was paid off. Paid off a line of credit. All of a sudden, we're debt free. Then we bought a new house that's a little bit, square footage wise, a little bit bigger. We're actually really enjoying it. And the mortgage is less. So now I got another mortgage that's less. We're calling it paid for. Paid off, paid in full, zero balance. Amen? But enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. It took us 12 years, but it's very interesting. All of a sudden, 12 years, and then boom, paid off, paid in full. Everything's paid off. Wow. So it's a journey. Don't get distracted just because, you know, it didn't happen in a day. Don't get distracted because it didn't happen in a month. Don't get frustrated and discouraged because it didn't happen in a year. Just continue to make... The journey is about making progress. The journey is about moving forward. Amen? The journey beyond normal, average, and ordinary. Let's go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. We actually have more time spent in the journey than the destination, so it's wise for us to choose to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey on the way to the destination. So now we see here, Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. The Apostle Paul says this, "Not that I have attained already, nor am I already perfected or matured, completed, but I press on that I may lay hold on that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." He says, I haven't arrived. I'm on the journey. I haven't arrived, but I'm on a journey. And I'm on a journey where I'm continuing to press and pursue and follow after Him. I want to get a hold of what He got a hold of me for. So part of this journey would be then is finding out why He got a hold of us. Right? Why did you get a hold of me? Because I want to get a hold of why you got a hold of me, because then I'm going to know my purpose. I'm going to know the plan. I'm going to know my assignment. And that is not revealed to us all at once. It's revealed to us bit by bit. We're going to get light and more light and more light and more light. It comes step by step. There's this journey. There's this journey. I want to get a hold of what He got a hold of me for. So there's this journey. And what He got a hold of us for is far more than normal, average, and ordinary. He could have left us the way we were, normal, average, and ordinary, right? But there's this journey. He says, listen, I'm wanting to get a hold of what He got a hold of me for. So then he goes on to say, brethren or family, I do not count myself to have apprehended but one thing. He says, I have not arrived. I may have arrived at some different destinations, but I have not arrived. I don't know it all. I've not arrived. I've not hit my final destination. I count not myself to have apprehended but one thing. But if I haven't got a hold of everything, but I tell you what, if I've got a hold of anything, I've got a hold of this one thing, he says. What would that be? That one thing has three parts to it. That one thing has three parts to it. Number one, he says, listen, I forget those things that are behind. I forget the things that are behind. In order for us to enjoy the journey, we're going to have to forget some stuff that's behind us. We're going to have to let it go. Because it can't be changed. You know, if we made some mistakes, we just need to repent and apologize. And we still can't change anything. It's behind us. It's past. If other people have done some stuff, we forgive them. But it still can't be changed. So we need to forget the things that are behind. There's some stuff that just needs to be left behind. Amen? Left behind. Why? In order to move forward. Right? Enjoy the journey. Part of enjoying the journey of moving beyond normal, average, and ordinary is forgetting things that are behind. Forgetting the things that are behind. Just let some stuff go. There needs to be some stuff that just needs to be let go. Forget the things that are behind. Apostle Paul had to let... What? He's killing Christians. That's some of the stuff that's behind. That's, you know, when we pick up the story about the Apostle Paul, in other words, his name was Saul then, he's killing Christians. He's holding the coat as they stone Stephen. Yeah, he's not bothered at all. He thinks he's doing the will of God. He thinks he's doing God a service until Jesus shows up. On the road to Damascus, he's going to go do some more. On the road to Damascus, all of a sudden, this light that shone so bright, they fell over. Fell over on the ground. As a matter of fact, he couldn't even see anymore. The light was so bright and so splendor, vibrant, he could not see. He was left blind. And Jesus said to him, hey, isn't that hard kicking against the pricks? Yeah, who are you? I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Oh, Lord, what do you want me to do? See, he changed his story very quickly in his journey. So he says, listen, one of the things I've learned is I need to forget the things that are behind. And you forget the things that are behind. Because you know that stuff's bothering him. You know the devil's using that stuff to attack him. Who do you think you are? You killed Christians, and now you're a hypocrite. He didn't just got to let that stuff go. He had to forget the things that are behind in order to enjoy the journey and to get to the destination. Sometimes we need to forget the things that are behind in order to even to get to the destination. And it's not just enough to enjoy the journey, but even to get to the destination, we're going to have to forget some things that are behind. Just let them go. Let them go. Quit letting them hang on. Quit letting them be that chain and ball that are tied around our ankles. Let them go so we can move freely, smoothly, and quickly. Amen? He goes on, so listen. He says, well, I've got a hold of one thing, and this is three parts. So the first part was forgetting the things that are behind. And then he says this, and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. Reaching forward. The word reaching is the word stretching. 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 Stretching forward. Stretching forward. See, there's something about stretching. Number one, stretching means it's not within reach, so you're stretching for it because you're overextending yourself. You're stretching to get there. Stretching forward to the things that are before. Stretching forward to the things that are ahead. So there's this continual process. I'm moving forward in my journey. I forget the things that are behind, and now I'm stretching forward. I'm reaching forward to the things that are ahead. And one of the things when I thought about the word stretching, see, the process of stretching causes us to go beyond normal, average, and ordinary. So for example, you know what? If you can only bend over this far because your muscles are tight, how do you get to the point where you can actually stretch and touch your toes? It's the process of stretching. So we stretch till we hit that maximum point, and then we just kind of hang out there. And then you continue to stretch, and all of a sudden the muscles are stretched, so now you can go farther. How can we go farther than we've been before? Stretching. Stretching enables us to go farther than we've been before. And then we go farther. And then we go farther. And then there's this process that farther. Why? Because the muscles are stretching. And flexibility in anything. This stretching maintains flexibility. This stretching can increase flexibility.
So he says, in order for me to get where I haven't gone before, I'm stretching. I'm reaching forward to the things that are before. I'm stretching forward. The thing about stretching is we can actually go farther and then farther and farther, and we can keep going. Hallelujah. Moving forward. Stretching forward to those things that are ahead. And then he says in verse 14, listen, I press. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing. The word press means to follow after and to pursue. I'm following him. See, in the journey, it's not about us making the plan. It's not about us. That's only partly true. There is a preparation. We work with him in regards to making a plan. It's not just all God making the plan. As we grow and mature in him, he expects us to do more thinking than we actually think. You know, sometimes we think, Lord, your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. So tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. And he goes, well, what do you want? What do you want to do? Well, as we delight ourselves in him, he starts dropping his desires. Our desires begin to change. And then it's like, okay, so what's the plan? What's the plan? So when we pray in the Holy Ghost and we start getting ideas and we get thoughts, right? We're working together with him to figure out the plan. So it's not just God coming up with the plan and sharing it with every step of the way. Okay, what's the next step? Well, what do you want to do? I found that years ago. I had a summer job between going to first year and second year Bible school, and there I had it set up. I was going to do this, and the job were waiting for some approval for something. So all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, I just called someone else, and you know, do you need some help? Yeah, we can use some help. So it's like, okay, I'll go some help. And then a week later I get a phone call. And it's like, okay, we're ready. And it's like, yeah, well, too late. I already got someone else. And so I was kind of bothered. Lord, oh, okay, what was your will? What was your will? And over the process of time, years, it began to dawn on me, God couldn't care less. Whether I worked for this guy or worked for that guy, all I needed to do was just to make some money. It wasn't like he had a will. It's, Lord, I just need to make some money. And the door opened over here. So it's like, I took that and made some money. It wasn't really so, oh, you're working for this guy, and now you're not in the will of God. No. His will was just to increase me, so I had some more finances before I went back to second year Bible school. Oh, you know, there's just something he doesn't care about. Well, what do you want? What do you want to do? What do you enjoy? What? Sometimes it's just this working together with him. He said, listen, I press towards the goal. I follow after. I'm following after him. But see, the thing is, we don't have to figure it out on our own. We're working together with him. So the struggle's removed. Amen? The struggle's removed. He says, I press towards, I follow after, I pursue the goal. For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, there is an upward call. We're being called upward. This is the journey. And as we call, arise. First things first, get up to a higher level. Arise. There's this upward call, an upward call, an upward call, an upward call, an upward call. See, an upward call. The journey is we're moving up. We're moving up. There's an upward call. The word call is invitation. There's an upward invitation that God has presented to us. Hallelujah. That's the journey. The journey moving upward. Hallelujah. And then he says, I press towards the goal. The word goal is markers. It's like street signs. So it's like if you're going to Lethbridge, you would see Lethbridge 90, Lethbridge 70, Lethbridge 50, Lethbridge 30. If you're going to Calgary, you'd see Calgary, 80, Calgary 50, Calgary 20. You know, so we're following after or pursuing these markers. If you wanted to go to Calgary and you kept seeing Lethbridge signs, it's a clue that we're going in the wrong direction. So he says, I'm pursuing the markers. I'm pursuing the road signs. And I keep seeing them. So the journey, See, I mean, just in and of itself, the journey, the road signs are part of the journey, letting me know we're getting closer. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. She says, listen, I'm pressing. I'm pursuing these road signs, these markers. I'm pursuing the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So what do we see here? Philippians chapter 3, 12 to 21. I've not arrived yet. I keep the past behind me. I let it go. I stretch forward. And I'm pursuing the prize of the upward call and invitation of God in Christ. So let's forsake normal, average, and ordinary. There's this upward call. There's this upward call. He's calling us upward from normal, average, and ordinary. And it's going to be a journey. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. And we'll close with this, and then we'll be done. Ephesians 2 and verse 19 says this. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. We are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. We are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God, and we are children of the family of God. That in and of itself makes us extraordinary. That in and of itself means we are not normal, average, or ordinary. We are citizens of the kingdom of God, meaning we have legal rights, right? We're citizens. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we have legal rights. And as children of the family of God, we have an inheritance. We are not normal. We are not average, and we are not ordinary. So as we walk with God, we must trust Him, we must praise Him, and we must grow in Him. And so that's what we're going to talk about the next, 3 weeks. Next week, we're going to talk about trusting Him. But in this journey to go beyond normal, average, and ordinary, the first thing we're going to talk about is we need to trust Him. Trust Him. What does that look like? Why? Why? What? How? Right? So we'll talk about that next week. But my encouragement to us today is listen. Let's enjoy the journey on the way to the destination. Because we're spending more time in the journey than the destination. We're automatically going to rejoice in the destination because it's just exciting. But life can be a whole lot nicer, a whole lot easier, a whole lot more joyful and peaceful if we choose to enjoy the journey and look for God's fingerprints, His favor, how He's moved, and what He's done. A lot of times, hindsight is 20/20. We can look back and go, I can see where God did that. I can see where God did that. We didn't necessarily see it right in the picture. But if we're looking for it, I think we can see it more than we might if we're not looking for it. Amen? Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Hallelujah. On the way to the destination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.